All right, Shabbosai, good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up today in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Sif Yud Aleph. I sent out the PDF on the WhatsApp chat. So today we begin something really beautiful. The Rites Tereba, Yafinim Rebiyasu Shalolam. In general, so this goes back to Yisodistic idea. Rashi already asks this, that why does the Torah have to go ahead and include any information regarding the story of creation? After all, again, we know that it's a story that we don't really understand. It's a story that we don't really comprehend. The details, although they appear to be simple and straightforward, are in fact quite profound and complex. So Rashi says that ultimately the entire reason for the inclusion of the creation narrative is to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator, therefore he is the owner. And because he is the creator-owner, he has the right to allocate whatever he wants to whomever he wants. And therefore, again, he decided to give Eretz Yisrael to Am Yisrael. And therefore, the entire creation narrative is really just to speak about or to highlight the right and the claim that Klal Yisrael has to the land of Israel. So the Sfarim also bring down deeper ideas that the whole idea of the creation narrative is Torah goes into such detail to show us how Hashem created his world in order to give us the blueprint for how we can create our world. Meaning each of us is a creator, and each of us needs to create a world on our own, and each of us has to go ahead and figure out a way how to build and to rebuild on a constant basis. But how do you know how to build and how to rebuild? So again, the Sfarim point out, and Hasidic literature is filled with this, that look how HaKadosh Baruch Hu built his world, and you'll be able to figure out how to build your own. So Reb Tzadik picks up on this Yisod over here, and he says as follows, Yafirim b'yasa shalolam. What can we learn from the creation of the world? This is incredible. D'bichol davar, halayla kodem layom. So what creation teaches us in that in everything in life, the night always comes before the day. The night always comes before the day. Kidi'ise bereish brachas. And ultimately again, and this is even what we find in Maseches Brachos. Remember, we'll say again, Tzadik is very much tethered to the beginning of Brachos, trying to go ahead and figure out all the layers of profundity associated with the opening tractate, the opening chapters of Shas. So ultimately, Reb Tzadik says, what do we learn from the world? We learn from the creation that night always comes before day. How does Shas begin? Right? How does Gemara begin? Me'ema Saikorin Shema Ba'arvin. When do we begin to recite the nighttime Shema? Night always comes before the day. Says the Rebbe, what does this teach us? Ki b'chol davar haheder kodim lahavaya. Which teaches us, so let's literally translate this phrase. It teaches us that when it comes to every matter, heder means the absence, the void always comes before existence or creation. Now, Bosi, if you look down a little bit in the Be'uria Hasidus, so if you look in the right-hand paragraph where you see the bolded word ki seder habriya melamdenu, because the story of creation, or I should say the order of creation, teaches us how the world in general behaves. B'chol davar, ruchni u'gashmi, I'm still reading in Be'eri Chasidus, because every single thing, spiritual and material, shehaheder u'bitl hadavar, hukodim lahavaya, that ultimately, again, the absence of something always precedes the existence of something. Les havos mitziuso. So I will say, before we go on, what Tzadik is saying is something absolutely amazing. That ultimately, nighttime represents the absence, right? In this case, on a basic level, nighttime represents the absence of light. On a deeper level, remember again, how does the world look? Bereishis Baruch Hu Kimas Shamayim V'Haaretz, right? So in the beginning of Hashem Baruch Hu created everything. What does the pasuk say? V'Haaretz Haisa Sohu Vavohu. So remember again, what does Sohu Vavohu mean? Astonishingly empty. The universe was dark. That darkness represents an emptiness. That darkness represents a void. And then what happens? Vayhi Or. What was the first creation? The first creation was light. So says Reb Tzadik, night, night, darkness represents emptiness, heder, there's nothing there, bittul, there's nothing there. Or light represents creation, represents something tangible, something new that exists. Look at the Be'ur HaChassidus, this is incredible. Kodim l'havaya, l'shavos mitzius. Listen to the example he gives. Al derech shahagar in nirkav, lifnei shetzomeach mimenu gidul chadosh. So this is a very profound idea, which we're going to build on in Eretz Hashem in the coming shiurim. This idea that often, what happens with a seed, right? So you have a seed, you put it into the ground. That interestingly enough, what happens with the seed decomposes. And once the seed decomposes, then and only then, is something able to grow. In other words, if the seed just goes, see, people think that what just happens is you put a seed in the ground and the seed sprouts. No. The seed suffers a decomposition in the earth, and only the decomposed seed has the ability to go ahead and sprout forth new life. Says the tzaddik, that's the paradigm of life. The paradigm of life is there must always be a decomposition before growth. There must always be a laila, an absence, before there is a yom. By definition, there is always heder kodem havaya. There's always an absence. There's always a void. There's always a nothingness before there is a something. He says, v'chi eshev b'choshech. He quotes over here the pasuk from Micha. So in the Be'ur HaChassidus, he quotes the entire pasuk. Ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. When I sit in the darkness, Hashem is my light. If you're following along on the PDF I sent out, we're now on page Chaf Beis. Eda. So we'll say, what does that mean? Ki achar kach Hashem orli. So Reb Tzadok understands that pasuk from Micha is like a progression. Ki eshev b'choshech, in the beginning I will sit in the darkness, but ultimately afterwards Hashem orli. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again will be my light. But I will say this is incredibly important because says Reb Tzadok, there is always a progression in life. And the progression always is that first there is Choshech and then there is Ar. First, ultimately, again, there is nothingness and then there is light. First, there is the decomposition and then ultimately, again, there is the growth. Ki Eshev b'choshech, when I sit in the darkness, Hashem Arli. Ultimately, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will become my light. Now, what does this mean? Ki kol chayei ha'adam, we'll say this is so profound. Again, we're not going to get through all of this today. But ki kol chayei ha'adam, kach murkavim mehazman, choshech va'ar, yom va'layla. All of life is comprised of these two aspects of time, of darkness and light, day and night. Kach chozer chalila, kodem, deklipa kodem es lepri. So as it says Rab Tzadik, something amazing. A person's entire life is comprised ultimately again of Choshech and Ar, and Yom and Laila. No one has all Choshech. No one has all Ar. No one has all Yom. No one has all Laila. Life is a combination between Yom and Laila, between Choshech and Ar. He says, Kach Chozer Chalila. Chozer Chalila, what that means? It goes in a circle. Around and around. He writes here in the Be'ur HaChassidus, Kach Chozer Seder Ze Alatzma B'chom Meshech Chaye Adam Pam Achar Pam. Now we'll say, this is the cyclical nature of life. Everyone always experiences Yom and Laila, Choshech and Ar. But here's the interesting part. See, a person might think, you see, here's why it could be a little bit misleading. Because if you look at the Pasuk from Micha, the Pasuk in Micha sounds like a progression, like a linear progression. Keshev v'choshech, after you finish sitting in the darkness, Hashem Arli, Hashem is my light. So it sounds like, get through the Choshech and you're in the light. And once you're in the light, you're golden, you're good to go. Says Reb Tzadok, it doesn't happen that way. It's Chozer Chalila, right? The Yom and the Laila, the Ar and the Choshech, are constantly revolving in the world and in the life of man. So today might be Laila, but tomorrow, Meretz Hashem, maybe Choshech, maybe Yom. But if tomorrow's Yom, that doesn't give you a guarantee that the next day is Yom and that the Laila and the Choshech don't come back. This is the nature, says Reb Tzadik, of the human condition. The klal is that Laila always comes before Yom, that Choshech always comes before Or. That's only the order, but Lamaisa, life, is all about the cyclical nature. And we'll say, obviously, he's going to explain, but we're going to see that, of course, we know that the Yom represents the good times in life, the Laila represents the challenges and adversity, and ultimately, Reb Tzadik telling us that life is this cyclical nature between the peaks and valleys, the Yom and the Laila, the Or and the Choshech. The Laila always comes before the Or, and again, our recognition that life never really stays in one perpetual state, right? The state that I am in now, be it Or or be it Laila, ultimately changes and often changes quickly. We'll have to stop over here for today, but we'll pick up a marriage. We're going to spend probably another day or so on this particular sif, as you're going to see that this is an incredibly profound idea. So we'll stop here for today. We'll pick up a marriage in the middle of Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow. Shukayach.